brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up. Mention this, but it is a big deal because it's the plan for the United States. Sarkozy, prosecute and imprison readers of extremist websites. Also, we the people demand a full-scale investigation of the eligibility requirements of the President Obama to be president and run again for a second term. We're going to be talking about that coming to a head and more. I'm also getting into this shooting outside Orlando and how they're openly trying to create race war in this country with this tragedy. Obama is shameless, saying he looks like the son I never had, the poor guy that got shot. This is incredible. But right now, let's go to Chris in New Jersey, then Gorgo, Chad, John, Franklin, and others. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I noticed what you're saying about just what's happening. I mean, the police departments, a lot of them, I can't say all of them, but most of them in my area, they're just getting, you know, violating people's rights and out of control, and it's just terrible. I mean, it's just like you have no freedom anymore.
Well, people are waking up, though. I've got reports that guns are selling so fast, factories are so far behind producing guns, they're having to suspend the new manufacture for now. Or new orders while they catch up. I mean, it's like an armed camp in this country, and I wish people would put that energy. I think it's great they got more firearms. That's a good insurance policy, but yeah, I bet they better train with them, too, and think about their rules of engagement, too, not just buy a bunch of guns where they're near worthless. But people should also fight in the info war hardcore before you ever think about starting a shooting war.
Definitely. I mean, these cops, they'll just violate your constitutional right. It's like Nazi Germany. And when I was a kid, I mean, the police department where I live was never like that. Now, I mean, they're pretty disgusting. I mean, I'm sitting in front of my
brother. Brother, you live in New Jersey, and it varies. But, I mean, when I've read in New Jersey, I mean, they do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Because, I mean, somebody told me they lived out in Texas over there, and that the police weren't as harassing as the police in New Jersey. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. This guy was telling me from here, he lived.
Say that again. Say that again.
This guy lived outside of Dallas, and he told me the police weren't as harassing to people as they are in New Jersey.
Well, Dallas is pretty darn dangerous, and I've got to be honest about the police in Dallas. They're so busy, they're not out writing as many tickets as places like Austin. I mean, let me tell you, in Dallas, it's downright dangerous. I go up there sometimes, and especially downtown and stuff, I've had people really aggressive panhandlers / muggers that I was about to have to punch in the face repeatedly, and then all of a sudden a cop just pops out of nowhere. I mean, they're on it in Dallas. I'm not saying they're perfect, but I've actually been in Dallas, I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 times doing video shoots in the last decade where repeatedly I've got aggressive people to me and my camera guys trying to shake us down, and like a jack-in-the-box, a cop just goes, boing, boing, boing. I mean, you talk about Johnny on the spot in areas of Dallas, because Dallas has always been a pretty serious city. But, yeah, I know some areas you get a bad culture and the union gets in control, and you get really out-of-control police, and you get a culture of thugs. Also, it depends on where police work. When they work around really bad areas, they also tend to just get to where they see everybody as criminals. They get exhausted. Like the Sixth Street cops, a lot of them. The ones on the bikes aren't too bad, but sometimes there's these shaved head, you know, tattooed type guys. I'm profiling because that's what I've seen, who are just starting fights, kind of the tough guy type, black gloves, shaking people down, hitting on hot girls, getting in people's faces for no reason, telling folks they can't videotape. And I've had some run-ins with them. And I mean, you look at them and I'm like, man, you're like a roid head bouncer. And they're like, I was a bouncer. Better watch it, Jones. But, I mean, it's those types that just really make police look bad. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-around remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, tip of the spear in the info war. Knowledge is power, and the truth trumps any lie. Do you want the truth? Do you need it? We are live into hour number three, wide open phones today. Let me hit one news item, because I was just mentioning in the last segment, just to back up what I'm saying. You know, I'm neurotic about that. Here's a press release from Ruger, put out yesterday afternoon. Effective immediately, Ruger has stopped accepting firearms orders. The company says that they have had to temporarily suspend the acceptance of new orders. I got to stockpile more myself. After receiving requests for more than 1 million units in 1 month. That's one of hundreds of companies. This is keeping our economy going right here. Ladies and gentlemen, I did the numbers a month ago. The previous record for gun sales from like 1994 when Clinton was trying to ban semi-autos, that doubled in the 6 months before Obama got elected and then continued and then roughly doubled again, right at doubled, and then now more than doubled. And now the new numbers coming in, it has reached pandemonium. I want to warn the globalists, and I know they're spying and they've got actuaries and computer algorithms. I know they know this. Let me explain something. You could steal the election from Ron Paul in Iowa, Maine, South Carolina, and Nevada, and then people said, oh, well, he's not winning, then I better go vote for somebody that is a winner. But he was the front runner up front. That's why they said he couldn't win and gave him the least amount of time. I mean, Ron Paul was the front runner. That shows that conservatives have woken up and are becoming constitutionalist. Now, and he's staying in there to keep educating folks. That's a great idea. But you go look at the numbers. 4 years ago, when he was not even as well known as now, and this year and last year, Ron Paul is always over 70% of all Republican donations, even when there were eight candidates, and Obama combined. All the military given to Obama, Ron Paul gets more. All the Republicans, Ron Paul got more. Now, that's starting to not happen because the military is going, well, I guess Santorum or Mitt Romney might be better. That's their statement, not mine. And a lot of folks are still sticking with Ron Paul, and that's great. And is he going to run for a third party? Who knows? I probably not. The point is that the military's waking up. The police, I talked to them, they're waking up. And the public's waking up. Those that know how to tie their shoelaces. You got folks that watch sitcoms all day and literally, you know, don't know their head from a hole in the ground. Those people don't count. They've never counted. They never will count. Let's get that straight. I could take 5% of this country if they were highly motivated and actually followed plans I've developed myself. And the people actually executed 100%, 5% could sweep the globalist without firing a shot. The problem is the globalists would then fire shots to try to make it physical. And if that, it goes to that, their plan is to let civil war, death, mass shootings rage, and just let us kind of bake. That's what they do in the third world for a year or two. And then people will beg later because of the total depression for control. I don't think that's going to happen either because we're going to get the word out who did it. They could kill me tomorrow, and I hope they don't. And you don't think this mission's going to continue? You don't think the word's already not out? You think people are waking up now and our credibility is just golden, triple platinum right now? It's going to go supernova when they go to the next phases of this. That's why they got a meme out that Alex Jones doesn't know what he's talking about. None of it's coming true because it's all coming true with precision. And the system is freaking out because myself and many others hit the barbed wire decades ago, back when nobody was talking about this, and we sounded like five-headed Martians from planet Pop Snout. So it's on right now. It's on. It's on big time. And there is a globalist takeover of America. You're living in what is either the final days of this republic and a nightmare, technocratic, genetic engineer, bioweapon, freak show, mad scientist, madhouse, psychopath party land. You're either living in the final days of the republic and hell that'll make Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot look like choir boys. You're either living in those days, the beginning of that, or 1776, freedom, destiny, awakening worldwide. There's a reason the globalists are getting ready to accelerate total tyranny. Well, they're already now, keep saying getting ready. We're now into the acceleration. And it's acceleration. It just gets getting wilder. I mean, you strap yourselves in because this is it. You're going to start seeing stuff get crazier and crazier and crazier. And I keep saying this, you see it getting crazier and crazier and crazier and still crazier and then crazier. And you're going to see all this tech they've got lined up, embedded in everything, the cashless society rolling out, bio, flesh-eating bacteria, all of it. Question is, will they fully implement? They won't fully implement if their algorithms show they're not going to win. And that's why they're only doing little shootings and stuff to get Sarkozy elected, and Obama's like seizing on natural events and going, oh, that's like my son that got killed, to make it like he's the victim. He lost his son. He knows at a subconscious level he's claiming him as a son. So it's like Obama lost his son. I mean, it's just pure. This is government run by technocratic psychiatrists and genetic engineers and mathematicians. And the holy grail is future prediction systems. Google's all over the news admitting that. I mean, these guys are getting demigod powers out of technology, but they're still humans. And because they're evil, they're not fully developed humans. So they think they're understanding, but they have power and cunning, but not wisdom. That's smarts and basic knowledge or IQ test is not wisdom. Those are two different things. An ounce of wisdom is worth 1,000 gallons of smarts. Smarts alone, or just raw data crunching, evil people look in two or three levels. And the globalists know this, so they try to look out into further models, but they delude themselves that they're going to be able to manage this, and you're not. You are so wrong. You are so horribly wrong about what you're doing. Here it is. Scrum Ruger & Company, Inc., NASDAQ, RGR, announced today that for the first quarter of 2012, the company's received orders for more than 1 million. And if you backdate this to reports I've seen, it's like 1 million in the first month. So that's why they're stopping. That's why I said 1 million a month. But according to this, 3 months. Therefore, the company has temporarily suspended the acceptance of new orders. That'll only make it 10 times worse. Chief Executive Officer Michael O. Pfeiffer made the following comments. The company's retailer programs that were offered from January 1st, 2012 through 29th, 2012 were very successful and generated significant orders from retailers to independent wholesale distributors for Ruger firearms. Here today, the independent wholesale distributors placed orders with the company for more than 1 million Ruger firearms. That's so sexy. Despite the company's continued successful efforts to increase production rates, oh, yeah, liberty's sexy, folks. You know what gets my heart beating? Freedom. People waking up is like watching Marilyn Monroe stand out there with that winds blowing up under her dress. Oh, man. Steal my heart. Oh. Oh, man. And it just goes on. They say by May they might be able to be caught up. We'll see. Emergency foods all flying off. By the way, if you do want to get the highest quality storable foods, this isn't even a plug here. They're our big sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com. It's the best place out there. It makes me mad there's a lot of crud being sold. That's how I found eFoods. I bought like three different places, and it was MSG. It was like 10 years old, repackaged. They said it was new, fly-by-night garbage. And then I found eFoods, the biggest, oldest company. There's all these liars that say they're older. It's pure bull. eFoods is the place to get your storable food, the widest spectrum, eFoodsDirect.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And separately, everybody needs to get a ProPure water filtration system. It's heads above. We have all the specs at InfoWars.com, the shopping cart area with the five different filters we offer. We have a 10% discount. Our price is already the lowest. When you purchase, it does support us, obviously. You know, we're free market here. We're not revolutionaries. We're restorationists. So we don't rob banks to fund ourselves. We sell products we believe in. You can get the ProPure water filters at InfoWars.com, and you get all the specs. They are better across the board than any other water filter out there. ProPure at InfoWars.com. And if you type in the product code water in there, you get 10% off the already low price on the ProPure gravity-fed filters that blow the competition away. Go look at the leading competitors' numbers stacked up against ProPure. And again, the others will do just fine for you. Just, you want something that works better, looks better, has bigger filters, fluoride filters, everything. Beautiful glass spigot so you can see the water level, a lot of other features. It just blows the competition away. Infowars.com, ProPure, your call straight ahead.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
More on the big attack on free speech worldwide and the end of the Fourth Amendment. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Gorgo, then Chad, John, and Bill. Gorgo from California, you're on the air. Gorgo sounds like somebody who'd battle Godzilla. Godzilla versus Gorgo. Gorgo, good to have you.
All right, Alex. Actually, I think Gorgo was a England Godzilla movie from the 80s or something.
There you go. I knew it. Gorgo. Guys, Google Gorgo. Let's put Gorgo on screen while this guy. That's a cool name. I like it. I wasn't knocking it. I like it. That's powerful.
It's a pet name. It was given to me a long time ago.
Gorgo the Magnificent. Gorgo versus King Kong. Go ahead.
I'm calling actually about when you were referring to Prometheus. I'm an old Giger fan. And in fact, going off the subject real quick, I'm the one who sent you that Cobra Commander costume back in January.
Thank you very much.
Not to plug myself. I just wanted to. I had
to. No, you made a really nice Cobra Commander outfit. You sent it to us. It was too small for me, so I put it on to Jacobson, a really nice uniform. And then he played a part of my lieutenant. But then I put on the other outfit you gave me, and we did a little Cobra Commander for you.
Yeah, that was great. That was awesome. Anyway, I'm an old Giger fan, and I've really changed my perspective on things since I've become awake. Anyway, I was in a lot of different circles of special effects artists, and we've seen a lot of Giger stuff. Somebody gave me a book called
Necronomicon. He put one out called Necronomicon.
Well, there's this one called www.hrgiger.com, and it has this page in there. I'm gonna send it to you guys. This page, or at least maybe look it up. It's this page says a Swiss transit tunnel that Giger had designed back in '93, and it's a big pentagram plans. He had sent this design to Swiss.
You say a president. Swiss? What kind of tunnel?
It was called the officially. It's called the STT. Swiss Transit Tunnel, underground at half-hour intervals.
And now, I know he designs a lot of stuff, and he's designing the new monsters for this new movie, and it's total Illuminati stuff. Yeah, that guy puts out some really satanic, very powerful stuff. It's archetypal. That's why it freaks people out so bad. But Swiss Transit Tunnel, I don't see it yet.
At each point of the pentagram of this, he had plans for pyramids at each point where conjunctions. It's pretty dark. I mean, Giger is like pretty much the architect of hell.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I'm on his site, and I know it's listed on here, so I'll find it during a break, and we'll put it up. Guys, search H.R. Giger, Swiss Transit Tunnel, and it'll come up in images, so we can put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For folks that don't know about it out there, tell folks who Giger is, and, of course, who the legendary director of the original Alien, not the other cheesy ones, is Ridley Scott.
Yeah. Giger is very famous for his biomechanical designs. For Dune, he even did the tequila worm for Poltergeist 2. This guy's got some. I respect him as an artist, but I mean, he's got some dark stuff. Even the Species Alien,
super duper satanic and very archetypal. And his biomechanical drawings, it's really nasty and extreme satanic type stuff. Didn't his wife commit suicide or something? I mean, just all this darkness around him. And you can see it. I mean, talk about somebody you want to be in the movies playing a evil person. I mean, he just radiates. And I've seen photos of his crew, too. I don't get anywhere near it. I don't get anywhere near it. I want the opposite. But see, that's what they're doing. They're imitating death life. It's like ugly death. It spawns its own life. And that's what these Satanists really want. That's what the genetic engineering is. And they love ugliness. They love the twisting of children. That's why a lot of his things are like disease, rotting demon children. Schwarzenegger, I know, is a big fan of it. And a lot of other dark spinoff art. Schwarzenegger, I came across him at an art gallery saying it was his favorite art. Like dead children killed in car wrecks. He pays for photographs of that and stuff, and little babies mangled in car wrecks. Schwarzenegger goes into his private office and looks at that all day, and little girls dressed up in Nazi outfits laying on beds. It's very sick. I'll take life. That's what I choose. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to hurry through Chad, John, Bill, Kevin, and Firestarter's calls. That'll be it in this hour for calls. And then I want to hit some more news here that's really important, the attacks on the First Amendment. Obama shamelessly tying himself to this poor, dead black youth who was killed in some type of altercation. We're not sure exactly what happened, but it's certainly being used as a psyop. But I wanted to direct your attention, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, just type in Geiger art. If you're, don't do it around your children. A lot of it's pornographic. It's the stuff used in Alien. It's the stuff used in the new movie coming out, Prometheus, the Swiss artist. And it's some of the Illuminati's favorite art. And here's one of diseased babies in biomechanical shells. And that's what the globalists think is beautiful. That's what they want to create. And they're selling all this ugliness to us. Look at this. And you can just search Monsanto's children's comic. And you can see it online. This is what's shown to public school children. It says, look closer at biotechnology. And look, all the bugs are happy, even though they're biotech. Most of their crops are meant to have pesticide that grows naturally in them, pharmacological crop that actually kills the bugs. But, oh, look, healthy food. The world's all green. A closer look. Of course, it's good that they're children because, you know, under three generations of biotech, they on average won't live past 10. So it's good that they're children. and this will be elderly in the future, you know, 10 years old. Hi, kids. Welcome to Biotechnology Basic Activity Book. When I was at the Grand Canyon, they have activity books about bossing your parents around to not take hot baths for the earth. And it just goes through. It's so wonderful that Monsanto, of course, they don't tell the kids that at the Monsanto facilities, their engineers refuse to have any GMO in their cafeterias and demand that they not eat what they're creating. Just like all the other elite wouldn't dare eat it because they're nice people. Oh, looky. Oh, she's thinking about saving the earth when she's doing the Monsanto GM, because she will save it when you're bye-bye. She's a good engineer. Oh, they're going to help everybody. So nice. And they said they're going to have bananas that have medicine grown in it. It's going to help the environment. It's for the earth. I mean, come on. They got crossword puzzles. They got it all right there. Oh, those potatoes. Those are really good for you. Doesn't matter if the head bioengineer over some of the mainline potatoes came out and talked about how it sterilized everybody. But again, the bananas that are going to grow their own chemicals in them for you. It's pharmacological crops, and they're spreading into the other similar species. There's a little quiz at the end, you know, as you learn all the special stuff. Thanks for taking a closer look at biotechnology. And they give grants to the schools. The Council for Biotechnology Information. Good ideas are growing, like the cancers, the pediatric cancers that are exploding in numbers. Oh, big things do start small. Isn't that precious? You know, the good guys run things. Bill Clinton got that Little Rock Airport named after him and his wife, both cocaine dealers, on record with all the eyewitnesses there at MENA and all the people getting killed that tried to expose it. Oh, I have another one. I didn't mention this yesterday. I mentioned it but didn't cover it. And we're going to your calls. And I just saw it out there on the news. They're whitewashing it. Los Angeles Times, gun tracking operation caught top suspect, then let him go. Well, all the people that they've caught, one arm, not knowing what the other arm's doing, they let go because the operation was to ship guns into Mexico to control the narcotics and launder the money. That's actually come out. Reporting from Washington, 7 months after federal agents began the ill-fated, it wasn't ill-fated except that they got caught, fast and furious gun tracking operation, they stumbled upon the main suspect in a remote Arizona outpost of the Mexican border, driving an old BMW with 74 pounds of ammunition and 9 cell phones hidden inside. Detained for questioning that day, and it goes on how they let him go. The feds got him and let him go. And it just goes on and on. It is so sick. Let's go ahead and go to Chad in South Carolina. You're on the air, Chad.
Alex, what's happening, my brother?
Worldwide transmission, sir.
I thank you very much, you and your staff, for enlightening me. I recently became a listener in the past year. I've always known something's been going on, but just never really knew what was behind it.
Now, psycho scientists that think they're going to merge with machines and be God are running things and plan on killing everybody. People are like, wow, that never happened. Oh, really? Hitler didn't happen? These people make Hitler, again, look like a friendly fellow, as bad as he was. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that.
I agree. I recently found myself on the front lines of the fight for the First Amendment. I was at a St. Patrick's Day parade, and I expressed my displeasure of how an officer was conducting himself with some people, and I didn't say anything to him. I was only talking to the people, and he overheard me talking to him, and he came back over.
He heard you talking in America? Yeah, who do you think this is, land of the free, home of the brave? This is land of the bioengineered subslave.
Well, he came over and informed me. He told me to shut my mouth and mind my own business, boy.
Good. And you are a boy to this government.
I looked at him and I said, well, First Amendment to the Constitution, you know, protects my rights and freedom of speech. And he said, yeah, it does. And he immediately came around and arrested me for disorderly conduct.
Well, whatever. You know, they hire people that it's all about. Sometimes it's all about the exercise of authority. And what was he saying to the people? What was he doing, you know, I guess on a piranha-type power trip? What was he doing?
He was. It was the people had a dog, and another man had walked into this, it was a fenced-in area where, like, where beer tents were. guy comes walking in with this nasty, vile pit bull that immediately went for these other people's dogs. And that guy drags his dog away, you know, into the crowd. And the cop came over and told the people whose dog was sitting there calmly, told them that if they couldn't control their dog, that he was going to remove them both and have them put in jail, and the dog would be taken to the pound and destroyed.
Well, that's horribly mean. So people have their nice dog, and instead of just talking to him or being lazy and not going after the other guy, he did that, and you said that's wrong, and he came and arrested you?
I said it was BS. I actually used the S word.
Yeah, well, that's probably not that good, but that's usually protected speech. So, I mean, and when he puts you in the card, I mean, did he say, like, I've shown you, boy, or anything?
Oh, he just went on and on. He said, next time you'll shut your mouth, won't you? He says, you need to go back to law school. And I said, well, I never attended law school. I said,
look, you need to go get a jury trial, and you need to file a complaint on him. And then you need to start a blog about him, and you need to start tracking what he's doing as a citizen reporter. And because what matters is the long haul. This isn't a one-encounter event. What matters is, in the end, he knows the First Amendment's boss and learns respect for it. But I would go in and talk to chief of police. I would, and if they don't let you, I'd wait till there was a meet and greet, and I'd go to events, and I'd go to city council about it. And I would, talk about how the guy had a pit bull. I got to say this about folks. People who like pit bulls, they're friendly dogs, whatever, but they have that switch in their brain where they are, been bred and trained to just kill. They're killing kids all the time. They're attacking people's dogs. And let me tell you something. I go to the park sometimes, or I'm walking down the street. This has actually happened before. And these gangbanger types have the dog dragging along. They're getting off on it, scaring you. They're kind of similar to thug cops that get off on trying to scare you. And it's all I can do. Because when somebody's trying to threaten me, I become violent. And it's all I can do. I mean, I've actually said things before, and it's not good. To not just attack them and their dog. And I don't understand who wants to go to public places when people have kids and have a dog that wants to attack people. Well, it makes me want to attack you. And I just don't understand. But see, those are people that want to be tough. Anybody that's actually has a mean streak is afraid of what they're going to do compared to all these wannabe tough guys. And I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen with the New World Order as well. They think they know human psychology. If this stuff continues and a war breaks out, I mean, I just cannot even imagine what it's going to be like. I appreciate your call. Terrible story. John in Utah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. I've listened to you a couple of times when you've been on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, and both of you lamenting the fact that you didn't know who to go to really... who knew the truth about our income tax and its true nature, whether it was voluntary or mandatory, et cetera.
You may have misunderstood what I was saying, because I've known all about the IRS being a collection agency with the private Federal Reserve, 1913, with the Federal Reserve Act, not adopted for the general public till a wartime tax in World War II. So I know it's a fraud. You can make your point, but you must have gotten me mixed up with somebody else. Good to have you listening. Go ahead.
Well, so at any rate, I had the same quandary like 30-plus years ago, and I've studied all that you're talking there, but I also spent thousands and thousands of hours in the law library studying this whole thing and its background. And the reason that the Supreme Court has held that the governments, the Treasury Department's summary procedures meets due process is a case back in the 1856. And they said that was the first case they ever considered the meaning of the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment. And they determined that to meet due process, a process had to correspond with a process that was in effect in England at the time that the Fifth Amendment was ratified. And having done that, then they went back into the old English treatises on the revenue laws of England of that period and found out that what this corresponds to is what was known as a statute staple. Now, a statute staple is a contract written in accordance with the provisions of the enactment of Parliament in 1353 entitled a statute for the staple. Those days, all the laws of England were written in French and stapled as a market. So this was a statute for the marketplace.
Yes, it's a commerce. It's a commerce clause. It's a it's all maritime, and that's what the City of London within London is. And actually, our IRS is modeled after what is the Inland Revenue Corporation, that is England's IRS tax group.
Well, anyway, yes. If you look at the tax code, it's laid out step by step as this contract was, and they don't tell you how you volunteer and what the contract is, and what it comes down to is the 1040 is in fact. By its form, you can tell it's a statute staple contract. That's a voluntary contract, and when you sign that...
But here's the problem, sir. It's just like in the 50s they introduce and say, you're no longer a church, you're a charity, you're under 501c3, don't worry, you still don't pay taxes, and the denominations ordered their sub-churches to sign on, then that waives rights, whereas under First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's the beginning of the First Amendment. So it's, again, once people then adopted it, they create brainwashed cores of enforcers and dumbed-down juries that will send preachers to prison who don't have 501c3 in many cases. Just like they send people to prison who won't take vaccines, there's no law. It is just... So they first start it as a contract fraud, but then they phase it in under common accepted custom, possession 9/10 of the law, and just by force de jure, it's done by the barrel of a gun. Complete lawless garbage.
In a statute staple contract, the debtor actually conveyed title to everything he owned.
Yes, we sign on to be an indentured servitude clause. But what I'm saying, sir, is they're beyond that now. They just have armed police who believe whatever they're told. And a public running around picking their noses all day and you know, slobbering, watching television. So I'm saying it's beyond that now. I've seen people, and I've had Red Beckman, Bill Benson, all of them that went around and proved it wasn't ratified, all of it. The problem is they don't care. I mean, they've got the Department of Education isn't even authorized to have guns. They now have SWAT teams kicking down doors for money when there's no law that you can be criminally charged for not paying a student loan debt. They just don't care. They've got juries ready to put you in jail. We've now entered, because the public are in a jellyfish state, we've entered la-la land. Do you see what I'm saying? What do you do when we enter a vector where anything is possible by the criminal class?
Well, I understand what you're saying because of what I was teaching when I learned this stuff and was teaching a seminar back in 1992. They sent me to prison for what I was teaching. Not for
exactly. Exactly. They tried to put former Treasury agent in jail. Joe Bannister, who just spoke out against him. They arrested him and the jury found him not guilty. Because they've been programmed to worship somebody who's a sworn officer. So the fact that he had this perfect record and was a clean-cut, well-spoken guy and was just teaching CPA seminars, he was found not guilty. But usually you go to jail. There you go. Well, God bless you, sir. What's your name? I'm curious. Are you known for talking about this stuff?
Oh, I'm known a little in the Page community. My name is John Benson, and I've just finished a book. And I'd like an e-book explaining all of this.
What's the name of it?
I guarantee you that if you can get 5 million people in America... That
sure, what's the name of it?
Book, okay. We'll get rid of the income tax.
What's the name of your book?
The name of the book is Taxation by Misrepresentation.
Good name. God bless you. People will check it out. Thank you, sir. Maybe I'll have you on as a guest. Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I have several points, but I'll try to be brief on each one. Last night, I'm in the belly of the beast here in Fairfield County with the globalists, and I'm flipping around last night, and around 11:30, I saw your great interview with the great Aaron Russo, which was, it was so clear. It was like, it's not like the typical cable channels, those local things, because it was played on DVD. It looked like a regular news channel. So So that was played for an hour. So you're getting through, and it's coming through here in really the center of the cyclone, as far as I can see.
Yeah, the power of people, instead of just buying a bunch of guns, go out and wake the police up. Instead of just preparing to, you know, kill people when they come to your house, which I got to warn the system, you guys are dead if you try this. I mean, the American people are going to destroy you. But the globalists will sit offshore. That's part of the plan. So all over the country, put stuff on Access TV. Start a local newspaper, even on your block. Start a local radio show. You know, there's so many things you can do. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I've come up with a couple of either T-shirts, coffee mugs, or whatever. Now, the first one is, Kurt Haskell saw something.
Go ahead, sir.
That's the first one. Kurt Haskell saw something. So that would be like a bumper sticker.
Oh, that's second good. One, yeah.
Second one is conspiracy realist. You know how it's become a pejorative, conspiracy theorist? You could put conspiracy realist.
Good point. Stay there. I'm going to give you a minute on the other side, then try to jam in a few more. I need to get to this free speech attack stuff. A bunch of big breaking news just came out on Infowars.com. It's so important to get out to people. Obama installs new guidelines to aid spying on innocent Americans. National Counterterrorism Center gives new privacy-busting power. Obama shamelessly exploits death of Trayvon Martin. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive so I can jam in some of the folks that are holding. We got a fellow listening on a Roku box. We've got a lot of listeners and viewers now on the good old Roku box. You're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get Roku, Boxy, a bunch of other systems that are getting online. there. A lot of little stuff we're doing around here that takes time. By the way, speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, it will premiere the Billy Corgan interview with Smashing Pumpkins. Will premiere Monday evening, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. And I'll be back myself with the whole news and then the hour-plus interview. But here is a sneak peek for our radio and TV viewers.
It's very weird to me that the left has become the old right in terms of they don't want to hear ideas, they don't want any dissent, they don't want any questioning. Where I've been attacked the most for expressing any particular opinion is if I question in any way the global warming, climate change narrative. I mean, you think I was skinning babies alive. With the amount of money that's behind the green movements, how can that liberal class be that comfortable? Shouldn't they be going, well, why is this, you know, why is Monsanto standing behind me on this? From a political standpoint, anywhere where you see dissent being stifled, why is the fear there?
And you had a little run-in with Al Gore.
I did. Well, technically speaking, I made the former vice president wait for me. It's a little payback for something from the past. My point is not to get locked into the idea of whether you're right or I'm right or you're wrong and I'm wrong. It's to be okay with letting those ideas onto the table and not be afraid of exploring them.
Billy Corgan, the founder of Smashing Pumpkins, in studio to talk about the media, music, and what he sees in the future.
The way to counter darkness is with light. You know, and that's why I go back to the spiritual point. I think everything that you're willing to address is worthy of thought. And the difference is whether we shroud that in shadow and anger and frustration and powerlessness, or we put light on it and say, you know what, I want to know the truth.
By the way, that's just the YouTube version. You ought to see the actual high-def one. We're just playing that off YouTube for whatever reason. We're going to air that Monday night, 7 o'clock Central, and I'll play some big excerpts of it here on the radio the next day or so. I need to do that with the Dave Mustaine interview as well. That's important because these are not only smart, talented guys. They then have their giant fan base being awakened to the New World Order. It's all just networking, you know, the Liberty Movement and the Great Awakening that is happening. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, it's 15 cents a day. And when you are a member, it funds a truly independent media operation that is hurting the globalists. I mean, we're reaching millions more people, new people every week, 15 million plus every week one way or another, and that's growing. Speaking of reaching people, I haven't even gotten into this yet properly. This poor black teenager shot does look like, you know, he was wearing a hoodie, suspicious of some guy that was known to call 911 all the time. The guy goes out off the property, it looks like, and shoots him. And they're going to use that to demonize the Second Amendment. But statistically, guns are used 20-something times more than they are in crime or in mistakes. But you see the usual suspects, Obama and Al Sharpton talking about violence. And Obama's talking about this is like, you know, it would have been his son to personalize it so they can go ahead and engage in all their drug dealing in the black community and all the corruption that the globalists carry out. The globalists have to act like they're friends of the black community. This is all election division. And Kurt Nimmo's got a story about that. Obama shamelessly exploits death of Trayvon Martin. That's at InfoWars.com. And if you want to find out what's really happening to black folks, we have these discounted down to $9.95. I mean, that's getting pretty close to our cost right there just to get them out to people. Black Genocide, MAFA 21, a documentary film in the 21st century America. You want to know what Jesse Jackson and all these people won't tell you? This is what you need to get at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.